Flesh Eaters by Joe McKinney. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2011 by Joe McKinney. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Joe McKinney and Kensington Publishing Corporation and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Life is the New Wealth. Max Brooks. Closure Limited. Chapter 1. Eleanor Norton's earliest memories were of hurricanes. As a little girl, she had seen Rita and Ike and Jacob rip Houston apart, their winds shearing off her neighbors' rooftops and sending them sailing away like kites. She remembered her family huddling like frightened animals in the hall closet, her mother trying to be brave, but still squeezing her so tightly she'd left bruises on Eleanor's skin. Then, in high school, she'd lived through Brendan and Lewis, storms that carried shrimp boats 10 miles inland and blanketed the city with ocean water that dappled like molten copper in the morning sun. She still carried memories of water moccasins gliding past the top of the swing set in her backyard, and pickup trucks floating like rafts down her street, and grown men on their rooftops crying without shame for all they had lost. She never outgrew that fear of storms. Even now, at 35, a mother of a beautiful 12-year-old girl, a wife to a wonderful man, a looming hurricane could still reduce her to jelly. The wind and the slashing rain and the overwhelming floodwaters touched some deep atavistic impulse inside her to run for shelter. Cataclysmic storms were a fear many Houstonians lived with, though most